This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Captain Mike joins us now, and Mike, we got a lot to talk about. I got people wanting to know about fishing at the trestles like you and I did recently. They also want to know, how do you locate those rig structures in Lake Bourne? And also they want to know where you're going to be next coming Tuesday in Slidell with a fishing seminar. I'm thinking Mike's hearing me.
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Did you hear my three questions?
Oh, no, I didn't.
All right, well, we'll start over with them again. One, somebody wants to know about fishing at the Trestle Bridge, like you and I did. Is it still on, and has it changed? Number two, they want to know how do you – this is someone new to Lake Bourne fishing, want to know how to locate those rig structures. And number three, they want to know where you're going to be in Slidell Tuesday with the fishing seminar.
Okay, since my memory's a little short, we'll take them backwards. Tuesday, I'm at the Wine Market, which is on East Gauze at 6 p.m., me and Captain Matt McCabe and Captain Danny Hunter will be putting on a seminar. I'm sure me and those captains will get together ahead of time and make sure we don't talk about the same thing.
Now, you know, having a fishing seminar in a wine market, you know, what can go wrong there? I think there's going to be some stories told the later it gets into the evening, huh?
Yeah, I would imagine so. I've done several there. It's a fairly nice, intimate setting.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Yeah. I like taking questions. So that's what I prefer. I'll get up there, introduce myself, kind of a little recap of what I've done so far over the weekend and in the early part of the week. And then I like to field questions. That way I know we're helping the anglers out as best we can.
Yep, that gets started anyway, about 6 o'clock.
Yeah, 6 p.m. And rig structures in Lake Bourne, a lot of them you can see above the waterline. You can go to Wildlife and Fisheries website, and I believe there's a list of oil rigs or gas rigs, and find the GPS coordinates there. If that doesn't work for you, there's a gentleman goes by Captain Paul, and he sells GPS coordinates that you can download into your GPS. I think you can find him in Louisiana Sportsman magazine.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Captain Paul. But like you say, they're pretty obvious to see. But there are some little small ones, those little candelabra rigs, they call them. You know, the little structures. They're not big platform-type things. But they can be very effective because you usually got a shell pad underneath them.
Right. And there's several rigs that have been picked up. So you don't see the structure above the water's surface, but the shell pad is still down on the bottom.
Right.
And those generally don't get near as much pressure once the structure is removed above the water surface. A lot of people fish visible structure.
Mm-hmm.
And the first question, the trestle. I do very little fishing at the trestle in the summertime. Most of my fishing is after either redfish, which is in the marsh, or speckled trout, which is further east where you have saltier water. I would imagine along the trestle, you'll have the usual suspects of sheephead, black drum, the occasional redfish, the occasional flounder. It wouldn't surprise me if there were undersized trout there, because they obviously don't move out seeking saltier water when it's time to spawn.
And, Mike, did you get a shot in your arm in your fishing areas this week? And a lot of people are attributing to the residual effects we got from Hurricane Beryl.
Right. It did seem like that pushed in some saltier water, like we talked about last week or the week before, where there's a lot of grass in the marsh that has died out, which has made the fishing a little bit easier, at least from the perspective of being able to get to them and see them as far as red fishing.
Right. Any other things you want to talk about before we go here?
Well, I would certainly say it's been hot. Make sure you stay hydrated. Have an escape plan, because at any time a pop-up storm could pop up, and it may be between you and where you're going, so you may need an alternative route back.
Very good. Mike, if somebody wants to find you and check out your webpage, it's aaofla.com, and we've got a connection there. We've got a link from my website at dontheoutdoorsguy.com. If they want to give you a call and check out on dates that are available for both the lodge and for the boats, tell them how to do that.
Very simple, Don. You can find me at 985-781-7811.
All right. Good luck today, Mike, and we'll talk to you next week and find out how you did.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right. And go out and see Mike Tuesday night, 6 o'clock at the wine market right there on in Slidell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.